John S. Doyle is back to tell us again what it says in Friday's papers.
The Irish Times leads with the High Court judgment delivered yesterday about international protection applicants. Mr. Justice Barry O'Donnell found that the state is failing to provide for the basic needs of homeless IP applicants and is breaching their fundamental rights. Unaccommodated asylum seekers are forced to make an unacceptable choice between food, clothing or hygiene due to the failure of the state to meet its obligations to them, he said. On another page of the Times, it is reported that a Dublin-based immigration solicitor says he no longer feels safe walking alone in the city centre. Imran Khurshid received a stream of threats online after an account posted a photograph of him saying his firm specialises in getting foreigners into Ireland and helping foreigners remain here. I love Ireland and I'd never received hate or disrespect in the 17 years I've been here until now, he told Soracha Pollock. Meanwhile, the Belfast Telegraph reports that the PSNI Chief Constable John Boucher has urged people to push back against what he branded as poisonous nonsense from anti-Islamic protesters. He was referring to the calls on people to take to the streets of Belfast on Saturday following violent demonstrations in England in the wake of the fatal stabbings of three girls in Southport. RTE's senior executives are paid higher salaries than many of their top 10 star presenters, so says the Irish Independent in its lead story. Fionnán Sheehan reports that Joe Duffy, with a salary of €351,000, is now the best paid star following Ryan Tubery's departure. But executives Adrian Lynch and Richard Waghorn follow in second and third place on the list of highest earners with €286,000 and €281,000, respectively. Sheehan says the RTE annual report shows that five management team members easily fit in to the real top 10 earners list. The Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail in their lead stories look forward to the budget. In the Mail, Brian Mahan reports that families in what he calls Middle Ireland are set to benefit from a cut to inheritance tax. The Examiner reports that as well as changes to inheritance tax, tax cuts for workers, a pension increase and a double child benefit payment are expected. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror lead with news that the Garda Commissioner has said officers are to reopen the files on the late Bishop Casey after allegations in an RTE documentary that he sexually abused children. The Irish Sun's front page is given over to Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch, described as mighty rowers after they won bronze medals at the Olympics yesterday. The two also make the Independent, Examiner and Times front pages. Philip Doyle on his own, a Banbridge man, is claimed on the Belfast Telegraph front page, which also features Rebecca Shorten from Belfast, who won a silver medal rowing for Team GB. They add to NI's remarkable Olympics medal haul, says the paper. As for whether another Northerner, gold medalist Daniel Whiffen, is from Down or Armagh, the Times reports that the BBC was told by his father that his home village of Maharalin is in County Down, but the postcode is County Armagh. Mind you, another local said, Daniel declaring after his victory that we're all Ireland champions and Olympic gold medalists, what a great county, hints at where his loyalties lie. The Seagull, who turned out on the pitch last Sunday for the All-Ireland football final at Croke Park, is to get a fitness test and a free out, according to the Mail. Gareth McNamee reports that as Galway attacked the canal end, the Gull could be seen just inside the Armagh half, appearing to be moving very gingerly along the surface. An Armagh attack came close to where the bird had been loitering for a long time, and video footage showed a stadium official carrying it to safety. The Gull is expected to have a short stay with Kildare Wildlife Rescue before being released back into the wild, the paper says.
Might even be ready for a sweep at the big game on Sunday in Croke Park, which we'll be looking forward to later. John S. Doyle.